is an interesting story as the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis continues on the World Wide Web here. WGN everywhere.
Thanks for tuning in.
Don Harmon is with us. He's a state senator. He's a sponsor of the Alternatives to Opioids Act, which has been signed into law. And it is an act that allows marijuana, Kev. Oh, this is medical marijuana, I suppose.
You still have to give your sound effect, don't you? Your Ryan Lochte thing. It's never been, the word marijuana has never been uttered on this program without hearing that.
Yeah. As an opioid painkiller replacement. And this is interesting because there is a lot of discussion about this in the medical community and using marijuana, because marijuana has, or the plant, the cannabinoid or whatever that is, there are a lot of properties to it that are, that have medicinal use, right? I mean, most medicines are plants of some sort or another, or worse, they're bacteria. But this is, are we among the first states in the country to do this? Don?
Hi, bro. How are you? Fair warning, I am stuck in a thunderstorm next to a railroad track, so I'm worried about some sound effects here.
Perfect. But, don't worry.
We are not the first state in the country to have adopted a medical cannabis program. We've had a very successful and tightly controlled program for several years, but we are the first state.
But in terms of painkiller, opioid, this opioid piece.
We are the first state to have expressly offered medical cannabis as an alternative to opioids.
Wow. Now, what? Now, oh, my God, I hope nothing bad happens to you, Don. This would be the worst thing. Although we'd make
news. I'm undercover. I'm in a good spot, but not a quiet spot.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you outside right now while this is going on?
I am outside, but underneath an overhang. I was at an event down in Brookfield, and as I was trying to get to my car to call you, the skies opened up. So I have taken refuge, and I'm in a fine place, but just wanted to warn you about the noise.
I just want to tell you, I'm looking at the radar right now, Senator, and it's not looking good.
It's going to be a while.
Yes, you are.
Get comfortable.
Yeah.
We'll talk for the next hour. We'll be back.
Yeah, we might.
Lots to talk about.
We might. All right. So what does this mean? So if you're, let's say, you know, I had like a broken ankle or something, and I go to my doctor, and they offer me opioids, and I don't want to take opioids, I can do a medical marijuana instead?
Yeah. So if you have a condition for which an opioid could be or has been prescribed, whether it's recovery from surgery or an acute injury, and your doctor, in consultation with you, decides that this is the path to go, the doctor can sign a certification saying you have this condition, and then you can take that certification directly to a medical dispensary and begin participating immediately on a limited basis in the medical cannabis program.
We've seen the addiction rates and the overdoses due to opioids, and I know this is a reaction to that. Are you finding that patients, when they've substituted medical marijuana, the ones that were on opioids, are they finding the same type of relief? Is that why this just makes sense?
You know, this began a little over a year and a half ago. We had a panel of patients testifying before a Senate committee, and they talked about the miraculous way in which participating in the medical cannabis program allowed them to dramatically reduce or altogether eliminate their use of opioids. It allowed them to manage their conditions, but to get their lives back, to re-enter their families, to go back to work, to be normal. The side effects of opioids, not just the addictive qualities, sound horrific. And the patients were telling us that medical cannabis was a great alternative. Because of federal law, there is limited documented medical research at this point, but all of the anecdotal evidence and what medical evidence is out there suggests this is a good alternative. And as Roro, you said, it's a plant-based medicine that has been used for centuries. Mm-hmm.
And so you're making the people who would apply under this new situation, they'd no longer be treated like criminals. You wouldn't have to be... There's the train.
Oh, dear God! Oh, my God!
Are you okay?
I'm just fine. I got out of the way.
Oh, good. Phew. Boy, that sounded worse than it was.
Yeah.
But in the past, they had to be fingerprinted, undergo criminal background checks. For medical marijuana, they had to do that?
Well, you know, when we first established the program, because marijuana was viewed as a drug and not as a medicine, there was this abundance of caution in the legislature, and I understand it. But we don't fingerprint people before giving them aspirin. We don't ask you to do a background check before we give you amoxicillin. Why are we asking people to do this before we give them medical cannabis? It's a medicine.
Yeah. Well, let's. I get all of this, and these are. It seems to me that these are incremental steps toward a moment in which we are going to have legalized recreational marijuana in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And then, if there are companies that want to offer a medical version of marijuana for all of these other, whatever it happens to be, because marijuana, as it turns out, has a lot of different. There are a lot of different delivery mechanisms for it now. You got everything from the oils to the gummy bears to, you can still smoke
lollipops,
it. There's others, things like that. And obviously those are probably the edible versions are probably a little bit more along the line of being an opioid replacement. I'm assuming that would be coming in some sort of an edible form or pill or something, whatever it is. It seems that all of this is just a way that the camel can now get more than just its nose under the tent in the state of Illinois, and then eventually we're going to head to this. What do you think the future of recreational marijuana in Illinois is?
I think adult use of marijuana is inevitable, not only in Illinois, but also in most other states and most other countries.
Yeah.
I think we're clearly on that trajectory. Here in Illinois, I think we're lucky that we are able to watch the experience in other states and learn from that so that if and when we do it better. The statistics, though, suggest that it can be done without the plethora of side effects that people were so worried about. I was at the bill signing today. There was a mini debate breaking out between Governor Rauner and Representative Cassidy over those statistics. The governor says that minor use is up, and Representative Cassidy says, no, it's in fact down. Absenteeism at work is up. No, it's actually down.
Well, so how do we know who's right there?
Well, I have my own suspicions, but I think what we need to do is take an honest look at the data and break it down and figure out just in fact what Illinois should do this the right way.
Well, isn't there... I know we live in a new era of alternative facts, but aren't there statistics that can be relied upon here? I mean, are there?
I think that there are, and I think that you can, as Mark Twain suggested, you can use statistics to prove any conclusion you wish. But if you look at all of the data over the right time period, you can get to a fairly reliable set of actual facts. I know it's much not in vogue these days to use facts and evidence. But,
yes, I know. I've heard that.
I think that we can, and I think that in Springfield, notwithstanding some of the news reports, that's generally the way in which we proceed.
Okay. Now, in terms of legalization of marijuana as a recreational thing, will that be on the docket, do you think, in the next year, 2 years down in Springfield?
I think it will be introduced. Representative Cassidy mentioned that she and my colleague, Senator Heather Staines, plan to introduce that in the new General Assembly after we're sworn in next January. Whether it's something that passes in the first year or the second year or waits for a subsequent General Assembly, I can't predict. I think I think that we are at a tipping point, but we want to do this right, and we want to make sure that the community health is not compromised in the process.
I mean, the one thing I think about when I think about marijuana in Illinois, I mean, the people who went and got the licenses to open up these dispensaries mm-hmm. spent a ton of dough.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, because they had to pay just for the right to apply for the license, there was a six-figure down payment that they had to make that was not returnable, that was not refundable.
Right. Right.
And so there were people who paid that and didn't get the licenses, and then, those who did. And so there's a lot of money up front for them. Are they in favor of recreational marijuana, or are they opposed to it because now they kind of have a bit of a monopoly on distribution?
I think from my conversations with folks in the medical cannabis industry, there is a recognition that this is happening. And I think they recognize that they have an enormous competitive advantage based on their experience in putting this program together. In particular, those who operate cultivation facilities, essentially the indoor farms where the cannabis is produced,
No, those guys are going to make it because those are the guys who are, you know, if it's, oh, God, duck! It seems to be
a tornado or a train. Because they always say it sounds like a freight train.
Right. Either way, I think the senator, I hope he's still with us.
Yes.
It seems to me.
I am. I just muted you.
Yes, thank you. That's kind of fun. You know, keep it, don't mute it. It's more fun this way. So.
Okay. We'll give you the whole experience.
Yeah. No, it's, it seems like obviously the farmers are going to make money because they're going to be able to sell their crop into recreational. Will these medical marijuana stores be allowed to sell recreational marijuana? That becomes
I think all of that is yet to be determined. I think that the cultivators will have a first mover advantage because they are in a position. They don't have the legal right at this point to sell into an adult use market, but I would expect it. That would be part of the conversation. Maybe there's a need for additional cultivators. Maybe there's not.
Yeah.
I think inevitably there will be a need for additional dispensaries of for adult use. But there will always be a market for medical cannabis. As you mentioned, there are all these different delivery mechanisms, some of which are suitable to people dealing with different medical conditions that might not ever be a part of an adult use market. The oils, the tinctures, the drops you put under your tongue, all
right.
Those things are designed to treat an ill patient.
Right.
Many of them don't have the part of the cannabis plant that makes you feel high. So I think they will be two very different markets.
That's true. I mean, that is true. But I get it, and you're a politician, and you have to, and you know, we're going by the law here because you guys write the law, and I understand the reality here, but I understand what your issue is, but I know what the reality is, which is that people wanted this. This is a way of getting, you know, going to a doctor, and you could find a doctor that go, you need medical, anything, almost anything can qualify now as a pre-existing condition that will get you in. What was most interesting to me is how many people I know now who are in their, middle-aged to late middle-aged, who are like, you know, remember the marijuana from the 60s and the 70s, and they're like, I got to get me some gummy bears. And I had a conversation with, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around, you know, who used to sit around a Manhattan or a martini, are now like, anybody want a gummy bear?
I
do not dispute your premise. I would tell you that Illinois really does have one of the strictest programs in the country. There are 41 articulated conditions. You have to have one of those. The doctors have been extraordinarily disciplined in issuing those certifications.
Anxiety one of them?
No,
I'm looking at it right now.
Anxiety.
It's AIDS, ALS, cancer is one of them, Crohn's disease, epilepsy. You've got hepatitis C, lupus, MS, muscular dystrophy.
I thought there was one that a lot of people
residual limb pain.
I got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rheumatoid arthritis, you might have that too.
Yeah, I got it. There's a marketing reality. Is this, we're all kind of playing a little bit of a kabuki here until we get to that other side. Hey, let me ask you one more question since we're on the issue of sin, Senator, and I have you and you're standing outside.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the future of legalized gambling in Illinois is going to be?
Well, you know, we crossed that bridge a long time ago. We have all sorts of legalized gambling, and at this point I think it's incumbent upon
sports gambling.
I think it will likely happen. Gambling legislation in Springfield is a really strange beast. You start with one thing, then you add another, then you add another, and then you add another, and it all collapses under its own weight. But with the Supreme Court ruling on sports betting, and other states starting to do it, I think it would be very likely that Illinois follows suit. We're dealing with that issue. We're dealing with fantasy sports programs, the apps people have on their phones.
Right.
That is or is not legal. It's a little bit gray right now. So I think we'll deal with that all in the context of trying to rationalize our gambling market here in Illinois.
Yeah, here's what we also need to rationalize. How we're going to get out of the situation
right.
that we're in fiscally.
We're broke.
And so if we're going to rationalize things, if we can do it on the backs of gamblers and potheads, more power to us. That's the way I look at it.
sure. And if only there were enough money in either one to really get us out to that speed. But
it's a start.
It's a start. It's not enough.
Yeah, I know.
I go to town hall meetings and people are saying, "Well, just legalize marijuana. We'll solve all of the state's financial woes." It would be a significant source of revenue, but it's not going to get us out of the jam we've spent decades putting ourselves into. Yeah. It's going to require a much more holistic solution.
Right, ain't that the truth?
Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. We appreciate you risking your life for us. Oh, it's very nice.
I'm so glad. I've made it to my car. The rain has stopped, so now I'll probably bump into the car in front of me here.
You know what? Then I'm going to have Violetta do the traffic for you, so you have your own personalized traffic, Senator. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator Harmon.
Thank you so very much.
Take care. All right, Violetta, what is happening on the roadways?